Hello, I'm Bruce Cameron. Welcome to Come All Ye, folk music on Community Radio 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales on 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and we do stream to the world via 2MCE.org. So good to have you along. Today we'll start with a couple of songs composed by Randy Newman, who released an album in 1972 called Sail Away, which made... There are a couple of songs, and we'll hear The Ducks, originally from Canada, singing Political Science, and Tim O'Brien from Wheeling, West Virginia, singing the title track from the Randy Newman album Sail Away, both tracks offering fairly biting satirical observations about the current state of events in the United States in 1972 and sadly with some resonance still today, all these years later. The song Political Science is really a anti-nuclear song. It was anti-Cold War type stuff. You'll get the idea, The Ducks singing that. Then I'll go straight into Tim O'Brien singing Sail Away, which is a satire. It's sort of a recruitment song for the slave trade, which is not a terribly jolly theme, but Randy Newman made people think very successfully back in 1972 about such issues. So The Ducks and Tim O'Brien.
I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's too crowded and Europe's too old. Africa is far too hot and Canada's too cold. And South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. Save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too.
More room for you and more room for me. And
the whole world round will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it'll be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, beg the Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now. Hello, neighbor.
In America, you got food to eat. You don't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. Just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be an American. Ain't no lion or tiger, ain't no mamba snake. Just a sweet watermelon and a buckwheat cake. Everybody is as happy as a man can be. Climb a bold little wall and sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Yeah, America. Every man is free to take care of his home and his family. Be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. Are you all gonna be an American? So just say. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
Yes, who wouldn't sign up to be a slave? There you go. Sail Away, title track from a 1972 album by Randy Newman. Also the title track of a much more recent album by a bunch of people singing songs of Randy Newman. We heard there Tim O'Brien, Sail Away. And before that, I guess my favourite song by Randy Newman, Political Science. I just think it's very clever. You're listening to Come All Ye. Good to have you along, as always. Bruce Cameron's my name, and we go now to a cattle yard where the cattle are being settled down for the night. A chap by the name of Laurie Cobley reckons he used to play this tune to settle the cattle down. The tune was collected from him, and it turns up here on an album called Nuggets from Here and There. Welcome Strangers is the group from Melbourne, featuring luminaries such as Greg Hildebrand and Greg O'Leary, both sadly no longer with us. So Laurie Copley's Cattle Lullaby, and I'll continue it with Hildebrand singing a song that came out of, I think, early Calypso-type stuff, based on a story, a news story, about seven skeletons in the churchyard.
Hideous discoveries and monstrous crimes always happen at the Christmas time. Hideous discoveries and monstrous crimes always happen at the Christmas times. For the old year's murders and atrocities are the new year's serious catastrophes. What shocked Trinidad was the seven skeletons that the workmen found in the yard. What marred the Christmas festivity was the New Year's double calamity, when a man and a woman on the ground were found with bloodstains all around. The husband was arrested, but it was too late, for the poison he drank sent him to the gate. That shocked Trinidad like the seven skeletons that the workmen found in the yard. In St. James, the population went wild when in the savannah they found a child. The hair was auburn, the complexion pink, which placed the watchman in a mind to think. How can a mother despise and scorn the little angel that she has borne? That was more sad than the seven skeletons that the workmen found in the yard. While speeding from Port of Spain, a lorry knocked a cyclist into a drain. He was going faster than a lightning flash. When the cyclist received the lash, his mother cried out in her sorrow and pain, "I'm never gonna see my boy child again." That was more sad than the seven skeletons that the workman found in the yard. Were digging in the ground, grinning skulls of human beings they found. Head together and feet east and west, number five was a watchman among the rest. Number six had the hands and feet on the chest. Number seven, the mysterious guest that shocked Trinidad. Those seven skeletons that the workman found in the yard. Those shocked Trinidad. Those seven skeletons that the workman found in the yard.
Things You Find in Trinidad, Seven Skeletons in the Churchyard, sung there by Hildebrand, part of the group Welcome Strangers from Melbourne some years ago. And before that, lovely tune, Laurie Cobley's Cattle Lullaby. Quite diverse music on that album called Nuggets from Here and There. You're listening to Come All Ye, another double play, now this time from the Irish group Any Old Time. Matt Cranich playing fiddle, Mick Daly guitar and singing, and Dave Hennessy playing melodeon. This is a song called The Crackling Radio, which was composed by Jer Wolfe. And then we'll hear a few barn dances associated with Tadlo O'Sullivan.
Crackling radio, hand off, into the morning cold air the notes will go, hand off, dancing our eyelids open to winter time, hand off, words of wood walls, the moon in her sad decline, hand off. With the wind in your hair, put your shoes by the edge of the water. By the side of the sea, hear the radio crackle and play. Pull and fold the doorstep of memory, and oh, whistling out a forget-me-not melody, and unravel the sheet of the riverbed, and oh, will unruffle the pillow beneath your head, and oh, with the wind in your hair, put your shoes by the edge of the water, by the side of the sea, hear the radio crackle and unwrap the crackling radio, and oh, into the morning cold air the notes will go, and oh, dancing our eyelids open to winter time, and oh, words of wood walls, the moon in her sad decline, and thank you.
some sprightly barn dances there from the repertoire of Tatalo O'Sullivan, who came from County Kerry. Played there by a trio, Matt Cranich playing fiddle, Mick Daly on guitar and banjo, and Dave Hennessy, melodeon. First of the two tracks, a song composed by Jer Wolfe called The Crackling Radio, a little more pensive than those barn dancers. Nice to have you along today on Come All Ye. I'd be lost without you. What do you know about gospel songs? Well, if you know anything, you probably know the song, or you're familiar with the song, Palms of Victory. Well, sometime, I think in the 19th century, in the Appalachians of North America, a protest song was written based on Palms of Victory. It's called Pans of Biscuits, and here it is sung by Martin Simpson as a member of the excellent English group, the Magpie Ark. Protest song from the Appalachian Mountains of America, probably 19th century, I don't know for sure. Pans of Biscuits, based on the gospel Palms of Victory. I've not heard many unsatisfactory songs from Martin Simpson over the years. I must have over a dozen albums of his. You've heard them all on the program. Gosh, he picked some good songs. He's written a few as well. In that group, the Magpie Arc, there are some very hard-working musicians, including Nancy Kerr and Findlay Napier. Names may be familiar to you. Some names perhaps less familiar to you. Jonathan Darley, known as JD, Andy Yates and Robbie Satin. They perform as a group called the Longest Johns. You know what Long Johns are? Well, these guys are called the Longest Johns. They're a Bristol-based folk music band, and they got together because of their love of traditional folk song, particularly shanties. So they sing a lot of maritime songs. They've provided our featured album today on Come All Ye. It's called Ends of the Earth. The album includes some fairly unusual, less traditional folk offerings, but all quite interesting. So, as they say, whether performing 100-year-old songs or their own original creations, the Johns bring a new feel to audiences wherever they go. So let's hear one called Over He Goes, showing a complete lack of respect for the captain of the ship.
You look your captain in the eye.
Over he goes.
Swab the deck, I find it dry.
Over he goes.
You make a stink about the pay.
Over he goes.
Well, it's bound to happen either way.
Over he goes.
Your secrets are more than you share.
Over he goes.
And fight with anyone you dare.
Over he goes.
You're way too pissed to trim the sails.
Over
we'll tow the line or join the whale.
Over he goes.
You wanna take a ride to the other side. Piles of gold and pretty girls galore. Well, you better pay your dues. Lots of work to do. Pirate life is not the life without a lash or two. You push the captain out of time.
Over he goes.
Sneak the captain's finest wine.
Over he goes.
You raise the flag without command.
Over he goes.
A yan, but what's a yan?
Over he goes.
You wanna sail the world with me?
Over he goes.
And earn your pennies on the sea?
Over he goes.
You think you're special, think you're flash?
Over he goes.
Well, that's great, now haul your ass.
Over he goes.
You wanna take a ride to the other side? Who do you think you are, Maladio? Oh, well, enjoy that silver spoon, it's going over too. Stocks below.
Over he goes.
Well, where'd you learn to haul like that?
Over he goes.
Four means front, you stupid lad.
Over he goes. You wanna take a ride to the other side? Not while I got breath within my chest. Oh yes, with my patience running thin.
Over he goes. Yes, a deep and meaningful ballad from our featured album today called Ends of the Earth from the Bristol-based group The Longest Johns. More from them very shortly. Right now, Strathspey, of course. Strathspey called Sir George Clark of Pennycook and Flowers of Edinburgh and James Miller. Flowers of Edinburgh and James Miller played here as reels. All of it played by Chris Duncan from Newcastle in New South Wales and Muriel Johnston accompanying him on what was possibly his first recording. I'm not sure. It's called Sandy Out of the Sea, and he's a very good violinist, very good fiddle player, I should say, and I might call him a violinist. Pennycook, Sir George Clark of Penicuik, not familiar with his work, but Penicuik's town or village or whatever, next to the Pentland Hills, just south of Edinburgh.
Thank you.
I set my mind on a handsome girl, who oftentimes she does me slight. My mind is never easy, except when my true love is in my sight. Down in the green earth's garden, I made my way, and there I spied the finest woman that ever graced the summer's day. And she bade me take love easy, as the leaves they fall down from the trees. But I was young and and the second time that I met my love, I thought her heart was surely mine. But as the seasons change, my true love's heart, she changed her mind. And gold is the root of all evil, it shines so bright with a glitter in you. Many's the lad and the last heart, though their hearts be rare and loyal and true. Well, there is one thing does that's to live my life is along the way. I left the home that I adored, and there's none outside to share that pain. And I left my sweetheart all alone. I'm sorry now, but what can I do? Must I remain as a rover and lie down with a girl I never knew? And I wish I was back in Dublin town, my own true love there alongside me. Money in my pocket to keep and liquor to be plentiful, with flowing bowls on every side. Bad luck would never daunt me, I am young, the world's mine.
Rambling Boys of Pleasure, sung by a group called the Rambling Boys. They toured out here shortly after forming, I think. quite a few years ago now, Irish group. Don't know what happened to them. They recorded one album at least called What Next? One more slightly wacky song, then I'll take another even more wacky song from the featured album. This is the McRae Sisters with Who Shot the Rooster? Of tunes, it's always interesting. A lot of Irish tunes are like, the Road to Somebody, Somewhere or Other, or Freddie's Favourite, stuff like that. That one, Who Shot the Rooster, from a group called the McRae Sisters. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I'm going to take one, two, three, four, maybe half a dozen or more Canadian tracks all in a row after this next one from the featured album. Why? Well, 1st of July is Canada Day. We hear a lot more about Canada's neighbour to the south, but Canada Day is worth observing, I think, positively and negatively. You'll get the idea after a couple of these tracks. But now, a weirdo from the featured album, again, called Ends of the Earth, by the group from Bristol called The Longest Johns. This is a song called The Mothman. Richard Gere was in a film called The Mothman Prophecies in 2002. Not one of his greatest efforts, I'd have to say, but The Mothman made a name for itself. The Mothman is a cryptid. cryptid, I hear you say. Animals or other beings whose present existence is disputed or unsubstantiated by science. Okay, so the Mothman, according to Wikipedia, which of course knows everything, a humanoid creature reportedly first seen around Mount Pleasant, West Virginia, from November the 15th, 1966, to December the 15th, 1967. Despite its name, the original sightings of the creature described avian features. Okay, so you've got a 7-foot-high winged something or other with glowing red eyes. Sounds perfectly logical to me. However, them scientist people reckon it was just an out-of-migration sandhill crane or a heron. But could it be more? Could it be more?
This is Kyle here reporting live from Point Pleasant, West Virginia. We're getting a number of reports across the state today, sightings of a strange creature the locals are calling the Mothman.
You seek the Mothman, best beware. In the deep, deep woods of West Virginia, be careful not to lose your way out there. In the green, beguiling verdant, nature's terrifying servants, more fearsome than any grizzly bear. Bright red eyes in the bushes, razor sharp claws and jet black hair. You better pray to your gods when that buzzing sound starts. You seek the Mothman, best beware. Good thing I packed my night vision goggles, a big bug net of six rolls of duct tape. I've been studying its movements and I've made some key improvements. This time the Mothman surely won't escape.
So do you reckon the Mothman was truly, really real? Who knows? But if you hang out long enough at, where was it, Mount Pleasant? Point Pleasant. Yes, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. You'd never know. Moving on, I'm going to play you, as I said earlier, a whole bunch of Canadian tracks now. First one is a Kate McGarrigle composition called Chemin à la Ville, which kind of means walking to town. We're not going to hear the McGarrigle sisters, though. We're going to hear Jocelyn Pettit. And then I'm going to play two older recordings by Alan Mills, who is a much respected Canadian singer. We'll hear, first of all, an anti-Confederation song, because remember, Canada had its issues as well, coming together as a country. Then something a little sillier, a love song, sort of, When the Ice Worms Nest Again. So three Canadian tracks to start this segment.
Mm-hmm. comme un village tranquille. Une fourche mène à Rome, l'autre à la fosse. Mais tout au long du parcours, je laisserai des traces pour mon retour. Cheminant à la ville, sans crainte que je m'éparpille. Déjeuner en main, l'auberge n'entravera pas mon chemin. L'eau claire me suffira bien. Mon or, tu n'en auras point. Car aux embûches, marche lentement, deux pieds à terre, mais le nez dans le vent. Du parfum des roses à la traite des roses, la
native Isle Newfoundland. Not a stranger shall hold one inch of its strand. Her face turns to Britain, her back to the Gulf. Come near at your peril, Canadian Wolf. Ye brave Newfoundlanders who plough the salt sea, with hearts like the eagle, so bold and so free, the time is at hand when you'll all have to say if Confederation will carry the day. Cheap tea and molasses they say they will give. All taxes take off that the poor man may live. Cheap nails and cheap lumber are coffins to make, and homespun to mend our old clothes when they break. If they take off the taxes, how then will they meet the heavy expense on the country's upkeep? Just give them the chance to get us in the scrape, and they'll chain us like slaves with pen ink and red tape. Would you barter the right that your fathers have won, your freedom transmitted from father to son, for a few $1,000 of Canadian gold? Don't let it be said that your birthright was sold. So hooray for our own native Isle Newfoundland. Not a stranger shall hold one inch of its strand. Her face turns to Britain, her back to the Gulf. Come near at your peril, Canadian Wolf.
There's a dusky, husky maiden in the Arctic, and she waits for me, but it is not in vain. for someday I'll put my mucklucks on and ask her if she'll wed me when the ice worms nest again. In the land of the pale blue snow, where it's 99 below, and the polar bears are roaming o'er the plain. In the shadow of the pole, I will clasp her to my soul. We'll be married when the ice worms nest again. For our wedding feast, we'll have seal oil and blubber. In our kayak, we will roam the bounding main. All the walruses will look at us and rubber. We'll be married when the ice worms nest again. When some night at 2:30, I return to my igloo after sitting with a friend who was in pain. She'll be waiting for me there with the ham bone of a bear, and she'll beat me till the ice worms nest again.
Extraordinary. That's Alan Mills with When the Ice Worms Nest Again. He also sang the Anti-Confederation song with a slightly confected Newfoundland accent, I think. Anti-Confederation. Newfoundland, of course, as you know, very late to join Canada, the Confederation of Canada, not until well after the Second World War. Starting the set, Cheminot à la Ville from Jocelyn, it could be Petit, I don't know, P-E-T-T-I-T, Petit. Yeah, all right, Walking to Town is a rough translation of that title. We'll continue the Canadian theme now with a more frequent visitor to the program. This is James Keelan from an early album of his called Small Rebellions and Hillcrest Mine. Then two tracks from a great group called Figgy Duff.
Down in the mines of the crow's nest pass, it's the men that die in labor, sweating coal from the womb of the pit, the smell of life they savor. And in that mine, young man, you'll find a wealth of broken dreams, as long and as dark and as black and as wide as the coal in the Hillcrest seam. And I say it don't go, say it don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, and I say it don't go. Say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, 'cause it's one short step you might leave this world behind. And they say you don't go, say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine. I've heard it whispered in the light of dawn that mountain sometimes moves, that bodes ill for the morning shift, and you know what you're gonna lose. Don't go, my son, where the deep coal runs. Turn your back on the mine on the hill, 'cause if the dust and the dark and the gas don't get you, then the goons and the bosses will. And they say you don't go,
say
you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, and they say you don't go, say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, 'cause it's one short step you might leave this world behind. And they say you don't go,
say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine.
Son, I'm gonna open up, I'm gonna have my say. You'll get no peace from the Hillcrest mines at the peace of an early grave. Go out and work for the workers' rights, go work for the workers' needs. Don't stay down here to toil for your buck, to be a tool for the owner's greed. And to say you don't go,
say
you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, and to say you don't go, say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, 'cause it's one short step you might leave this world behind. And they say you don't go,
say you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine,
and they say you don't go,
say
you don't go down in the Hillcrest mine, and they say you don't go,
say you don't go down in the Hillcrest Mine, cause it's one short step. You might leave this world behind, and say you don't go,
say you don't go down in the Hillcrest Mine.
Yeah.
great Newfoundland band, Figgy Duff, from an album called After the Tempest, released in 1982. A Sailor Caught at a Farmer's Daughter was the song. Pamela Morgan, I think, giving us that one. And then a couple of tunes. First one called Centennial Highway Reel, composed by Rufus Ginchard, best known as a fiddle player, but he did play accordion, and indeed he recorded Centennial Highway Reel on accordion. But there it turns up on an album by Figgy Duff, along with the better-known Cooley's Reel, composed by Joe Cooley. More Canadian music in just a little while, but right now another two, I think, from the featured album, because we're a bit behind in the numbers with the tracks here. First one's fairly short. It's called Bow Hauliers, and you've got to listen to work out what they're talking about here. And then the title track from the featured album, Ends of the Earth. Here are the Longest Johns.
When the fast-flowing waters go kissing the banks, bird calls like morning from bushel and branch. We haul the troughs along river and creek, get our sweet respite and pay for the week. We are the hauliers, hands hard and strong, pulling the barges all summer's day long. Cheaper than horses, but nothing is free, hard up the river and back to the sea. Worn like the ropes every step that we tread, pull down the mast, there's a bridge up ahead. Don't fear the load as it digs in your back, you'll find the casks easier on up the track. We are the hauliers, hands hard and strong, pulling the barges all summer's day long. Cheaper than horses, but nothing is free, hard up the river and back to the sea. When the tide brings the ships up as far as they'll go, the flat-bottom barges are stocked high and low. Labour is cheap and they don't ask no names, pull out your wallet and we'll pull on them chains. We are the hauliers, hands hard and strong, pulling the barges all summer's day long. Cheaper than horses, but nothing is free, hard up the river and back to the sea. And here's to the hauliers, hands hard and strong, stomping up river and down for so long. Trade on the white till they're broken and old, and the gold eye of summer has left them in cold.
Took some old bread. When prisons are busting, where can you be sent?
Overseas, overseas, down a Van Diemen's land.
We beg to return from this blood-sodden sand. No more we will wander the valleys and dales, for under the red and white whip we'd sail.
No country beneath us to bear our despair, and 7 long years is a curse and a snare.
Ends of the earth we abound. The salt horse is rancid, the bread it is grim. Take what you can for the maggots get in.
And what of the brew? Well, our barrel runs dry,
and halfway from Rio it's hard to come by.
Some class.
the ends of the earth we are bound.
Didn't end, did it? It just sort of stayed up there in the air. Ends of the Earth, title track from the featured album today by Bristol group called The Longest Johns, a bit of folk rock. Just recent album, 2026 release, which is their second album, I think. They did put out an EP. That was what first introduced them to me, or me to them. It might have been a crowdfunding job, that one, Ends of the Earth. So we'll have time for one more track at least from them. Here is a group called Collector from Central West New South Wales some years ago. A song called Like Limerick.
me, I am my own man. I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have been are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a proper home, not one like yours is. I've nearly always had a caravan with horses. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. To me, she ain't no jailer. And I can tell a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places I have sailed are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had a garden nor a place with windows. I stand upon the salty deck and feel the wind blow. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well. Years old, I joined the circus. I can tell you a fair old story, which I'm sure ain't no surprise. All the places we have played are, and they ain't no lies. I've never had no money and no hope to get none. I can always get a penny when there is good reason. And I know you won't believe me, though it is the truth to tell, that the living it is harder, but it suits me well.
Song called It Suits Me Well, familiar voice of Dave Swarbrick, post Fairport Convention, from an album called Smitty Burn. A song composed by Sandy Denny. A curious one, telling the story of, first of all, a gypsy, then a sailor, then a circus performer, all of whom seem to have hard lives, but, quote, it suits me well. A notable album, that one, Smitty Byrne, because it featured three quite competent mandolin players. Very competent, in fact. Dave Sawbrick himself, Dave Pegg, and Richard Thompson. But yes, they all got a Guernsey playing mandolin, as well as their more familiar instruments. Thompson on guitar, Pegg on bass, and Swarb playing fiddle. Another instrumental now. This is two tunes, Jambé and an Andro, by a duo, and it was recorded in New Zealand, Celia Breyer and Mary Hubble. The album is A Garden of Daisies. Celia Breyer plays Celtic harp, Mary Hubble plays flute.
Thank you.
Celia Breyer playing Celtic harp and Mary Hubble playing flute, an album called The Garden of Daisies, recorded in New Zealand some years ago. That was Shambé and an Andro. Interesting combination of tunes. Still have time for a couple of slightly odd offerings today on Come All Ye, starting with Lightnin' Hopkins.
This is the black cat told that white cat, let's go cross town and clown. The white cat told the black cat to sit his black self down, and I just left like this. Black cat told the white cat, stay where you can be. He said, I believe you're trying to cheat, poor me. And kept on going across the town. Go out over there where they can drink some of that old Morgan Davis wine. Drink that Marvin Davis wine. Black cat got word, you know, he got a beginning dance. The white cat told the black cat to sit down, say, look like you got an ants in your pants. Black cat, he took it a word and he sit down and said, give me a little bottle of that Thunderbird. Both of them are drinking wine. One drinking Morgan Dave and the other drinking Thunderbird. They got drunk, they begin to stagger home together. Said black cat to the white cat, said, well, ain't we want one another? He said, yeah. Black cat told the white cat, I believe you're feeding a clown. The white cat told the black cat, you better set your black self down, because it ain't no time for no clowning and carrying out like that. You know that with that white cat. Cat told the white cat, say, you know we've been together. The white cat said, yeah. He said, don't make sense for us to get mad at one another. He said, no. He said, but you doing something I really don't like. He said, what is it? He said, just because you the black cat. The black cat told the white cat, say, I'm doing it because I'm in town. Since I had the biggest privilege, now you got a privilege to set your white self down.
Intriguing. Black Cat Blues by Lightnin' Hopkins. A track now from the featured album. This will be the last one we'll hear. It's called The Mallard. I don't know how well you know your early UK railway history, but this will offer you an insight into one aspect of it.
C-
see the engine streaking through, a fetching hue of Garza blue. I swear there was no finer view when bravely down the track she flew.
Hear the rattle, hiss and roar, speed we never seen before, a clatter that you can't ignore. See the mallard roll once more.
Load the coal, Tom, stoke the flame. Down the line she'll pull again. Blew through like a hurricane. Forever we'll recall your name.
Hey! Hear the rattle, hiss and roar. Speed we never seen before. A clatter that you can't ignore. See the mallard roll once more.
On the straight, Joe, let her go. Hold your nerve, we're getting close. Ahead of steam, about to blow.
A record 126 we hold. Hear the rattle, hiss and roar. Speed we never seen before. A clatter that you can't ignore. See the mallard roll once more. Rolling thunder shall not die.
A lesson still in how to strive
for boldness and the goal to try.
Gresley's dream is still alive. Hear the rattle, hiss and roar. Speed we never seen before. A clatter that you can't ignore. See the mallard roll once more. Hear the rattle, hiss and roar. Speed we never seen before. A clatter that you can't ignore. See the mallard roll once more.
Most of the tracks on the album have a slight maritime influence. That one, maybe not. The Mallard from the featured album by the Longest Johns from Bristol. Ends of the Earth is the album. It's on the Jetsam label, and it's a 2026 release. Longest Johns are Jonathan Darley, known as JD, Andy Yates, and Robbie Satin. As I said, from Bristol, born out of a mutual love of traditional folk songs and shanties, but they put maritime songs alongside some more unusual and less traditional folk tunes. So, that's the Longest Johns, and we'll probably hear from them in the future as well, because there's some interesting stuff on that and their other recorded material. Now we head to Dublin for Ye Vagabonds, a duo made up of the brothers Brian and Dermot McGloin, who both sing, both play bouzouki, both play guitar and both play mandolin. So I guess there's an inbuilt redundancy there if anything goes wrong. However, let's hope it doesn't. From their album The Hare's Lament, H-A-R-E, this is a version of The Seven Little Gypsies, and there's lots of different little gypsy songs getting around and seven gypsies and all that stuff. They write, "There have been few versions that have interested us as much as Paddy Doran's Seven Yellow Gypsies. Not for the lyrics, which seem strangely muddled," quote, "saddle to me my pretty fair maid," unquote, "or for the completeness of the tale he tells, which is also oddly fragmented, but they just like it." Different versions have been collected, but this is from Ye Vagabonds.
The grey one's not so speedy O. For tonight I will ride to seek my bride, for she's gone with the dark-eyed gypsy O. So she rode west, but he rode best, until they came to Stradbally, when who should he meet but his own wedded bride, in the arms of the dark-eyed gypsy. Will you go with me, my pretty fair maid? Will you come with me, my true love? No, I wouldn't give a kiss of a gypsy laddie's lips, not for all your cash and money.
Song, Seven Little Gypsies from Ye Vagabonds from Dublin. And that is just about it for Come All Ye today. We've got time enough for half a track, and it's going to be a barn dance. Take your partners. And it's called the Roseland Barn Dance from another Irish group called North Craig. I thank you, as always, for being with me today. I hope you can come back, or at least you can have a listen to previous programs and this program online. It'll be up there as a listen-on-demand thing in the next day or two. Go to comeallye.com, and there's easy buttons to press. You'll find it. Or go to 2MCE's website, 2MCE.org. Same deal. Find a couple of buttons and bingo. There you'll have Come All Ye all over again, just for fun. Talk to you next week. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.